in the commercial break, Kristen was noting, you probably didn't notice, but there was a voiceover artist from a guy we used to work with, you wouldn't know this, named John Matthews. Another guy we used
to work with. Super successful.
Oh,
very good at what he does.
Another guy I used to work with named Jack Murphy, a mentor.
Super successful. Successful.
Ryan Seacrest.
Superstar.
And me. And we'll leave it at that.
Also in radio.
That's right. And then there's Chris. Yes, and there I am. So you have great voice, great voice, great voice, and there I am.
Yeah.
Just squawking something out. That's why I don't get any voice.
Hey, it's Neckvember, everybody.
That's the problem.
That's the thing.
That's the problem when you start doing that kind of thing. It is almost Neckvember.
It's almost time.
Oh, my God. Neckvember.
Yeah, you turn around and the month and the year is gone.
And all of a sudden, it's Neckvember and you don't even know it. Real nice prize for you today. $50 gift card to Horizon Med Spa. It's Neckvember at Horizon Med Spa. That's cold read. That's what they call a cold read.
Uh-huh.
They stuck the Neckvember copy in front of me.
You know, Seacrest would have trouble with that, too.
Don't you think? I hope that's
right. He would stumble over Neckvember.
When's the last time you think Seacrest said Neckvember?
Never.
It's Neckvember here on Wheel of Fortune. I don't think he's going to say that. It's Neckvember on American Idol.
No.
I don't think when November rolls around that he'll be saying those kinds of things. Was left just to us. It didn't work. I owe Biggie an apology.
Sure.
And this has to do with the fall season. But earlier today, this is so wrong.
But you've got to acknowledge it now.
I have to. It's been weighing on me all day. And I know we've got another story to get to here in the Dim Report. But the news before we came on the air was talking about the winner of the largest pumpkin competition has been crowned for 2 years in a row. A guy named Travis Geiger from Minnesota has won the world's biggest pumpkin competition. So they were teasing it. And I said to Chris Dim, I wonder which weighs more, the world's largest pumpkin or Biggie. And as soon as I said it, I said, why? How can I say that?
The word just hung there in the air.
Yeah.
Chris Dim just looked at me and shook his head. I was like, my dearest friend.
That's typical for you, though.
I know. I felt so bad about it. I'm so sorry. Then later, they came back.
With the pumpkin weight?
Yeah, with pumpkin weight. The world's largest pumpkin, 2,471 pounds. Mm. Whoa. And I said to Chris Dim, I can't believe I even made the comparison.
So you think I weigh 2,000
which is,
pounds.
If memory serves, a ton.
More than a ton. Listen, the same guy, Travis Geiger, won it last year. The pumpkin he raised last year was 2,749 pounds. So that's 300 pounds bigger. That was a world record. 300 pounds bigger than this year's pumpkin. The world championship pumpkin weigh-off happens in California every year at this time. So he had to fly that 2,000-pound pumpkin.
You got to truck it.
Is that how you do it?
Think?
You can't fly it?
I don't know.
I would think it's a truck.
A train.
Remember one guy... I want to say this, that one guy, this is probably 10 years ago, couldn't win. It's a big cash prize. He couldn't win because there was a tiny little crack in the pumpkin. Remember that?
Yeah. And it was enormous. Be intact.
Yes, it was an enormous pumpkin. They're 2,000 pounds. And it had the tiniest little thumbnail crack in it, and one of the judges spotted it and said, disallowed.
Yeah.
And the second place winner
at the DQ
wound up winning. And let me quote Chris Dim, too. When they were talking about it, then I was talking about it, he said, you know what? I don't give a rat's ass about large pumpkins.
I know. I mean, I don't want to be a curmudgeon, but they trot it out every year this time.
Yeah, they do.
Right before Neckvember.
That's right.
Here in Rocktober.
Is it almost Neckvember? It is.
It is.
Almost Neckvember again. And Chris Dim said, let me just be clear about this. I don't give a rat's ass about your big old pumpkin or how big you made it or what record you broke.
But you can't do anything with them, right?
No, you can't even.
I mean, if you don't win, what do? You don't even have the money.
Do you just leave it in California? If you travel from.
Leave it there?
Yeah, just leave it in California. If you travel from Minnesota to California with a 2,000-pound pumpkin and it loses, just leave it sitting
somewhere right in the desert. I just push it off the truck.
Yeah,
and leave it.
It's over.
Somewhere in Death Valley.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of.
Let the vultures eat it.
That's right. So that's the competition every year for biggest pumpkin. Yeah. Now, we saw it, and it was enormous. I would say, can you hollow it out and make pumpkin pie for the homeless?
I don't think it's an edible pumpkin, is it? Aren't there different types?
Well, now it looks like a jack-o'-lantern. It looks like an enormous pumpkin you'd put on your porch, but it's too big for that.
Is but it to sustain that kind of weight? I don't think that it's.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't make
the
it.
The meat would be maybe in the center. I don't know.
Yeah, can you make it?
We're not farm people here.
It takes a long time to grow it, of course. And this year, his famous one, he felt like he wasn't going to win this year, so he named it Rudy. Every year he gives him a name. This year's was Rudy because he was the underdog. He thought, like the famous football player.
And I'd have voted for him just against him for that.
Oh, because of the name Rudy. Yeah, I don't like Notre Dame. I can't sit with it.
I didn't like that movie.
I didn't either. I didn't like that. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm one of the few that doesn't like Rudy.
Never moved me. My friends loved it.
True story, they say.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I never liked it. Probably because I don't.
Because you
like
hate Notre Dame.
I don't like Notre Dame. And it never moved me either. My son said to me, oh my gosh, I love Rudy. I was like, no. I don't.
Yeah.
He was surprised.
All the sports movies just never did anything for
me. Never. Didn't do.
That's my Field of Dreams for you. You hate Field of
Dreams. I hate Field of Dreams also.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy.
I love Field of Dreams, but that's the.
You know, the one. When Rudy comes up, people always call and say, how can you not like Rudy? It's not a good movie. It's not even good. It's sappy.
But a lot of those, you know, triumph over adversity sports movies are. They have to be.
I feel like if you can make one like that that doesn't fall into being sappy, you've really done something. Mm-hmm. You know, then you've. I'm trying to think of a good example. Rocky is the best. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you another movie I don't like, sports movie. The one with Matthew McConaughey. It's a true story also. The West Virginia, the Marshall.
Marshall.
We are Marshall. I didn't like that movie.
I've never seen it.
I didn't think it was well acted. And the story is unbelievable.
Right.
But I didn't think they did a good job with it. And that's another one. My son's like, how can you not love We Are Marshall?
I like it that he thinks his old man is crazy now.
He does. On that one, on Rudy, I don't believe he's seen Field of Dreams. I don't like the fanciful aspect of Field of Dreams. I think it's so.
You have no imagination.
So stupid. I find the whole thing so stupid.
Yeah, well, that's
Michael, you're talking about pumpkins. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you do with those prize-winning pumpkins or anything that gigantic, you harvest the seeds and sell them.
Oh, you can. You can. Can you turn that pumpkin, a losing pumpkin that's 2,000 pounds, into a bunch of pumpkin pie for the down on their luck?
Well, probably not, for the simple reason it's going to be so fibrous inside.
That's Chris Dimson.
That it would be like eating rope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But again, these are the downtrodden.
Yeah, I like how you look out for the homeless.
I try.
There's 10,000 pounds of pumpkin pie.
Every time. Yeah.
What am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Give it to them.
You're welcome.
But what am I going to do with it?
Just get some brown sugar and some crust. I'm just going to leave the raw pumpkin here.
That's what I've. Yeah, that's what
I hear people like to put this in their coffee.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. If you have a latte, you can just add this to it.
Yeah.
Where's your latte maker?
Can I make a pumpkin spice latte? Listen.
I'm homeless. What am I going to do?
Can I get you a PSL? Can I get you 10,000 PSLs? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. You should have heard me go all Southern girl today, Biggie, by the way. You missed this.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Our coworker, Katie, you know how she, a lot of times she'll come in a few minutes after me and I'll say, did you happen to bring any donuts or brownies or anything today? I'll say that.
Once a year she will.
Yeah. That's when I go Southern rare. Girl. Yeah. And she'll say, like, I brought oatmeal cookies. And I'll go, oh, my God.
You did not.
A morning treat.
So today.
I shouldn't, but I will.
Yep. And today she goes, well, I didn't bring anything, but lately I've been craving these Swedish fish. And I went, oh, my God, girl.
And then she said, not actual Swedish fish, but the Trader Joe's version.
And I said, oh, my God. And then I said, do you like sour or regular? And she goes, regular. And I said, me too. Because I used to eat those sweetest fish from the old trading post.
By law, they can't call them that?
No, it's called like the swimmers.
Scandinavian swimmers?
Yeah.
That's it.
Joe can't swimmers.
Can't call it sweetest fish. It's called Joe's swimmers. It's a little spermy, but it works.
Let me get a bag of those Joe's swimmers. What?
You know what they call? You know what they call their Oreo knockoff is JoJo's. And you can...
I did not know that.
They're not actual Oreos, but they look like Oreos.
What you haven't updated us. Are you bringing your own Celsius now?
Yes.
Okay.
It was delivered to us.
The case arrived?
The case arrived over the weekend.
And you're rationing them one per day?
Yes, one per day. I only am allowed one per day, so I bring my Celsius.
What of your candy intake? Is that ended because
that's
now?
Ended. Oh, yes.
Okay, now you don't really need to go by the vending machine.
Absolutely.
You do have to walk past it.
But I will not.
But you don't need to stop.
No, my wife, if you miss this, my wife saw so many charges from canteen vending. She said, we've been hacked again. And I said, no. I had to fess up and say, no.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Meanwhile, canteen's planning their Christmas party because they're right on time.
Oh, the stock's through
here
the roof.
He comes.
What you have done to countless vending machine companies is... honestly should be prosecuted because you will go on a binge where you will eat everything in the candy aisle and then they'll just restock and then you say I gotta stop.
I know.
And then you go cold turkey.
Yeah, they bring in the supplies and I don't
eat
them.
And the M&Ms rot on the shelf.
He's right.
It's always this time of year though, so that's why I say they start planning their holiday bonuses around.
I know.
Because they're like, it's that time. He'll be spending now.
Right. And then I stop at cold turkey because my wife saw it, and that was that. I just saw the most Googled candy in America is candy corn that people – candy corn gets such a bad rap. People don't like it.
I like it.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, Googling it is one thing. Yeah. You know, eating it is another. Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things that is a dividing candy.
I never thought of it as divisive when I was growing up. I always loved it. Yeah, but then I think it was because of that comedian. Louis Black, who did a whole rant on candy corn.
He changed things.
And people, I think, heard that. It went kind of viral, and it's been around 20 years. And I think people were like, yeah, candy corn's terrible. But when I was growing up, we loved it. And this time of year, we
I still love it.
I do, too. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. And people Google it. I bet the sales are good on candy corn. Don't
they
you think?
They gotta be.
I think so, too.
I'm sure.
And this time of
because,
year.
Yeah, because, I mean... You may love, I mean, Reese's, if that Reese's is your favorite, you're not going to Google Reese's where to buy it because you know where to get it.
Yeah. But
maybe you'd say, when does candy corn hit the shelves? I don't know.
Isn't it always out there? Isn't it on the shelves year round?
I don't believe so.
I thought it was.
I think it's probably year round, but it's just obviously
small.
Not. Yeah. Small. I think if you walked into.
You're not going to get a big bag of Brock's. Candy corn.
I thought you could.
I think you can year round. I bet you could.
Do you? But it's just. Accentuated at Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, for 10 months of the year, it's a little corner on the candy aisle.
And now it's bigger.
No. I spent a lot of time in the candy aisle.
Well, you did. I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm not positive on that.
What if you could get it online? I bet Amazon sell it to you year-round.
Maybe.
They deliver Celsius right to my door. Right to my door. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the mother load. I could barely get it in. My wife ordered 3 cases.
My God.
All the same flavors?
Yes, I only like one. Well, I like one the best. It's mixed berry.
Mm-hmm. And does your wife enjoy the same beverage?
No, she likes Alani Nu. So she orders a case of Alani Nu for herself, and I don't like that. I like Celsius. And do you know that I'll say this about Celsius. One can of mixed berry doesn't taste exactly like the next can of mixed berry. I don't know if that says good or bad about it. But
that's the artisanal touch.
Yeah.
Every batch is different. It's like, grapes coming from a different part of the vineyard.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little more southern exposure, maybe a little more ocean breeze.
You know about this?
I do.
That's right.
I don't know if the ones maybe from the vending machine you were getting had been sitting since the last time you went through.
I don't either. It was
an interesting taste test.
The ones I got from the vending machine were more syrupy, more sweet. These are more have a little more kick to them.
Okay.
You know, so it's a. I think maybe it is how long they sit.
Yeah.
It's possible. I don't know, but I know what you're saying, I think, is probably right. The grapes in the vineyard are a little different.
Sure. You get a touch of frost early in the season.
Yeah, a 2012. Delightful. What a delightful vineyard. Oh, man. This is what a great bouquet we have for this Celsius.
I'll tell you what. If you had an energy drink testing or a taste test, I'd go.
Well, you would.
Like
they have
wine tastings.
Yeah. Of course, your heart was exploded at the end of it, but still.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah,
you need like a special wrist monitor for the caffeine intake.
It would put
There's
your life
so
in
many
danger.
Out there now. I'd love to try them all.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be dangerous, but you could do it.